Josh, on this defense, how much is it like looking at the old Ravens teams, which, you know, is where Pagano's background is, and how much have they put maybe their own wrinkle on it to maybe have their own identity compared to those old Ravens defenses that you went up against?
I definitely think there's an element of that. Certainly, I mean, Coach Pagano, obviously, you know, that's his background, and, you know, there's some of that there. But I also think there's a great blend here, and they've kind of created their own, you know, their own little package, and they do different things off of it each week. I think they, you know, they really present a lot of different issues for you. You know, they blitz quite a bit more than most of the teams that we've played, which is going to be, I would say, a very critical factor in the game, our ability to handle that. They play a lot of tight man coverage. They have guys that do a really good job of covering man-to-man, one-on-one situations on the outside. They, you know, they ask their safeties and linebackers to do the same thing, and they got guys that can do that. So, and they've been stopping the run, creating turnovers, and getting to the quarterback. So there's not a lot of holes. Definitely see you know, some of what we had faced in the past in Baltimore, but certainly this is their own defense. They've added, you know, different flavors to it, and we got a big challenge ahead of us this week.
Wondering, with Rob Gronkowski, when he's able to get a free release off the line, what are the benefits to him to be able to do that?
Well, I think with any skilled player, if you have an opportunity to release clean into the route in the passing game, it certainly is. You know, it takes away something that you're not really having to worry about or think about at the line of scrimmage, and then you can focus a little bit more on reading the coverage or whatever the route is that you're running. I think that, you know, he gets played at the line of scrimmage some and some not, and it's kind of a mixture of all different things. And I would say that's true for most of all of our skilled players, especially the receivers. You know, there's plenty of times where they get jammed, and then there's some times where their corner plays them off. And, you know, we work extremely hard on trying to help our guys and release into the pattern. Spend a lot of time in practice doing that. Coach Daboll, Coach O'Shea do a great job of that. And, you know, he knows that there's going to be challenges each week that different teams present. And, you know, we got to do a good job of being prepared for those.
Hey, Josh, I'm just wondering, I know obviously you guys on the Patriots have some pretty physical corners that you're probably going up against in practice. I'm wondering if Vontae Davis for the Colts reminds you at all of some of those physical corners you guys have here.
They got, you know, more than one, but Vontae's definitely a physical guy, plays at the line of scrimmage, uses his hands well. He is a physical guy that can disrupt you at the line of scrimmage. You know, Toler's done a great job on the other side. He's long. Got long arms. Both of them have been effective playing near the line of scrimmage, and they use them in that way, I would say, most of the time. So, you know, it's going to be good preparation, good practice for us this week working against some of our guys, but, you know, we're going to need to be at our best on Sunday against these two corners because they do a really good job of sticking to their guys on the outside and not letting them get, you know, clean releases much of the time into their patterns.
Yeah, Josh, there have been big, strong tight ends in the league probably ever since you got into the league, but it seems that maybe they're getting more recognition now because they're catching a lot of passes, whether it's Gronk or Gates or Bennett or Greg Olsen. Do you think that's the case, that there is more attention placed and maybe they're being used more as receivers now than they were 10 years ago, the big, strong tight end?
I don't know. I think that, you know, there's always, I mean, there's obviously been great tight ends, you know, that could catch passes in the NFL for a long time. You know, I mean, just going back through, I mean, Ozzie Newsome's and the Kellen Winslow's and the Ben Coates, and, you know, there's a ton of them in the past that I think, you know, have done that over the course of time. Maybe they get a little bit more attention now. You know, some teams have chosen to use more of them at the same time, which may increase the volume of passes thrown their way. But, you know, I think the tight end position has always been an important position in people's offense if they choose to use it. And there seems to be, you know, a number of guys obviously having success at, you know, at this time.
Thanks, Stacey. Hey, Josh.
About
your impressions from two guys that are new to the Colts this year. And I know Arthur Jones has been injured a bit, but may return, I suppose. The way Jones has fit in, the way DeQuell Jackson have fit in with their defense, what kind of difference makers have they been for the Colts?
Well, you know, they both guys are veteran players. Jones has been disruptive at the line of scrimmage. Adds an element of inside pass rush to their front. He's a very active guy when he's in there. Obviously comes from a good program. And then DeQuell is obviously a veteran leader, a guy that gets everything lined up and squared away on the defensive side, the quarterback of the defense, if you will. And, you know, he does a good job of getting to the football, makes a lot of tackles. You know, is a good blitzer when they use him in that role, and you know, does a really good job in pass coverage. And we saw that last year in Cleveland. He actually got an interception in our game against the Browns last year. So he's adept at multiple things in the defense, and does a good job of getting them lined up and in the right call. And I think both guys have helped him a lot this year.
Josh, I'm curious, what is your assessment of your own running game? And I sort of ask you because you look at the numbers last week and, you know, 2.6 average, probably want better than that. At the same time, you know, committed enough to it to set up some play action. So I'm curious, play action opportunities in the passing game. So I'm curious your assessment of the run game. Is it where you want it to be? And, you know, how do you assess it? Because maybe that's a case where the numbers against the Broncos didn't look good, but maybe you're okay with that based on the opportunities that set up in play action.
Well, we always want to be productive in the running game, and it depends on the situation in terms of how you measure that production. You know, certainly, you know, if you're running the ball on first and 10, you'd love to get 4 or 5 yards on the first play of the set of downs and set yourself up in good position for second and third down. You know, that being said, if it's second and short, you know, third and short, you'd love to just be able to get the first down and convert there and give yourself a new set of downs. So sometimes the average is misleading, but nonetheless, I mean, we'd love for our running game to be productive however we choose to use it each week, you know, to be able to produce good second down situations, first downs when we run the ball on second or third down, score touchdowns in the red zone or on the goal line. So, and then also, like you said, you know, if you continue to stay committed to it, one, you force them to continue to defend it, you know, because teams that stop defending the run, you know, obviously their pass rush or their blitz schemes or what have you may become more problematic for you. So, you know, we have work to do to improve in every area of our offense. We did a lot of looking at that in the bye week and tried to analyze where we could improve and make progress. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to use those studies to try to improve not only our running game but our entire offensive operation.